Okay, B2HXS. Listening.
NLX Mobile.
DLX, KB2HXS, good morning.
Found a little stoppy this morning. It's November 6th, Charlie Lima, X-ray. I can't remember your call. HXS.
Oh, CLX, Clorox, that's right. I think we spoke a couple days ago.
Yeah, it might have been a week or more. But yeah, we've spoken. Getting out super late this morning. I don't know, it's Monday morning. And I'm stuffy, so I didn't feel like moving.
Yeah, well, it is ragweed season, you know, and you get all those, I think they're the blue flowers, the ragweed. I know, that hit me about a week or so ago, a little stuffy, but I got over it.
For me right now, yeah, it's got to be the ragweed. All those ragweed are out like crazy right now.
Oh, yeah, I use a device called a neti pot, which is basically a nasal flush setup. And that's how I take care of it. I don't like taking medications and stuff.
I have a neti pot, but stopped using it when I read about the woman that got that brain-eating amoeba from using one.
What? I didn't hear about that.
Amoeba out there in water now. It's waterborne. And the only way you get it is to have the water with the amoeba go up in your nasal cavity. So people get it when they're swimming. Well, this one woman was using a neti pot. And I don't know if she was dipping water out of the creek. And I don't know what she was doing, but that's what happened.
So what we do is we have a 5-stage filter on our countertop in the kitchen. I only use, and this was told to me many years ago, you only use filtered water, and you get the little saline packs that go in there, and then we use something called Alkalol, which is a wintergreen sinus wash. You only use like a quarter of a teaspoon, and that helps open you up and drain you. But that thing must have been filthy as all heck. You must have used tap water or groundwater or something, but I was always told filtered water to filter out the chlorine in the water. Otherwise, when you warm the neti pot up, it'll burn your sinuses.
I've had that happen. I read the article last week. It was, I don't know, she was not diagnosed with that until she had already passed. Anyway, when they cut her open after she died, they discovered a good amount of her brain was already dead.
Yeah, man, that just is, holy cow. Man, there must be something more going on there. I've never heard that before.
That's the word you were looking for?
Autopsy is exactly the word I was looking for. Thank you. I got the Monday morning blog.
I'm in the coffee lack right now, okay, before I see mole. Yeah, that's how the zombie apocalypse starts, with something eating your brain. For me, it's the lack of coffee, I tell you that.
I'm working on my third cup, and I'm heading to an install. Got to go make someone, well, not so much cool right now, but warm and cool.
Get a cup of coffee, and a couple of hot sauce. But right now, I'm just gonna make one here at the house and get on with it. Cause boy, I really need that thing. Especially this morning, I didn't sleep good, and I'm having a hangover on top of that. I don't need to drink to get hungover. I just don't sleep right, man. I'm cranky old lady right now, I tell you that. Carry on, KB4NC. I'm about to hit the house, so I'm going to be hearing you guys.
Yeah, it was a good double there in the beginning, gentlemen. Have a good day, KB4SC, I believe that's you. Is KB2HXS, the 6 station, please. CLX, please pick it up.
HSX, the group N6, CLX. A little more weight, because I'm on 85, and that'll wake you up.
I'm not staying in Greer today. I'm on 14, just coming through the middle of town. And I'll be at my destination in it'll GPS says 14 minutes.
See it work in about 20. Man, I'm late today. Oh well. I gotta leave early to babysit the AT&T guy to fix my fiber line. That's the neighbor cut through working on his grass last week.
Fun. Wow. Well, you know, there is a way to salvage today. If you go into work late, you make up for it by leaving early. See, that's how that works. Then you feel better.
Well, that seems to be the plan today. I don't blame the neighbor. He was just trying to use his electric rake to scalp some of the grass, which is what I'm going to do. But AT&T seemed to think it was okay to bury my fiber line 3 feet from the pedestal, about a quarter inch down.
Oh, man, this must go lower than that. What's up with that? At least 12 to 18 inches, right?
So when they got close to the pedestal last year when they were burying it with the machine, of course, they couldn't use the machine to bury it at the pedestal, so they just left it.
Man, I tell you what, I've had people cut through, like, low-voltage lines at air conditioning when they're using their weed whacker around the condensing unit and pop that line because nobody tapes them up and takes care of them.
Easy fix there, but fiber optic cable, man.
A single strand that goes in the house, or is it a multi-strand? I'm not really sure. I've seen them in apartments and stuff where they bring them through closets. It's like skinny as anything. I just never had any. I never had a lot of experience with it.
It's just one fiber optic cable, one glass cable buried within a fairly stiff piece of heavy plastic. But it doesn't take a lot of abuse.
Yeah, okay. And the cable itself is very flimsy, right?
60 electric. Yep, it's one glass fiber can carry up to 5 gigabytes.
I like that better than a conventional coax coming in, like a cable TV coax for internet.
As an end user, probably don't see any difference. But on that one glass fiber, I'm getting a digital line that gives me all the cable TV. BOIP clone and 500 megabytes a second of internet, which is, I think that's the cheapest, actually, because it's most of mine.
Gigabytes, wow. Okay, is that what you said, 500?
I get 500, and then the fiber comes into the house, into the closet, runs up, the fiber connects to the router. So it's a fiber router, and it outputs it into some Ethernet jacks and Wi-Fi 6. And with Wi-Fi 6 on my iPhone, I can pump a little over 300 megabytes a second.
I'm only doing 150 or 175 from Spectrum, and they keep raising my rates. I'm up to like 180 a month. 188 a month or 184 a month for TV and internet. I don't even use the phone side of it.
I'm going to have to do something that's ridiculous. We don't have basic cable, but we don't have anything. No, we don't have any movie channels, just the regular cable along with ATC. Between the $50 a month for the internet and the TV and the phone, it's coming to $230.
Just my internet and TV. We do the same thing. We don't have movie channels, and you know, we just got barely basic. And heck, I mean, we don't even watch a lot of those channels because there's crap on TV anyway. And man, I gotta find something different. I don't even know if AT&T is in my area yet.
Fiber about a year and a half ago, so I went ahead and got it. I dropped off the copper line, hot line for the house. I had that for supporting the home alarm. And I did exactly what they don't want you to do. I put the alarm. alarm onto the VoIP line, VoIP line. And everything's fine until someone destroys the fiber cable.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, I'm about where I got to be, just a few minutes out, and I got to pay attention here. I got a lot of people driving like crazy this morning. N6CLX, KB2HX, and please come back with your name again. I just can't. I have a brain fart with your name.
No problem. I believe your name's Dave. Name here is Mike.
It'll be great to talk to you again this morning. I'm currently in the school zone, so let me put the mic down and pay attention. Have a good morning. N6CLX, KB2HXS, going to listen out.
Okay, Dave, have a good day, and I'll try to do the same. KB2HXX, N6CLX, I'll be monitoring.
Okay, just for the record, it's Hotel X-Ray Sierra, H times S, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Everybody gets it wrong, don't feel bad.
I know why I'm doing that. The license plate on the other car is HFX. All right, KB2. I can't remember. H times S, right?
That's it. That's it. All right, Mike, go wake up. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.